Hear more. TalkZB.co.nz. Click Week on Demand and then Christchurch to hear more.
Good morning, Christchurch. I'm Scarlett Svetanovic. Cloudy with occasional rain, a high of 10. We're already on 9.
NewsTalkZB.co.nz for hard opinion and breaking news.
Keep up with NewsTalkZB News at 9 o'clock. Cabinet to discuss Fonterra inquiry and Red Zone house moving gains traction.
In sport, Jason Duffin has hit the front of the USPGA. I'm Brian Ashby. Details in a moment.
What's better than flybys? Double flybys. BNZ is giving you double flybys points on purchases using selected new credit cards until the 30th of September. Simply open a new BNZ flybys earning credit card and a BNZ transaction account by the 31st of August and collect double points on your purchases. It's easy to be good with money and get double the rewards with BNZ. Terms, conditions and fees apply. BNZ's current disclosure statement may be obtained from any BNZ store or viewed at bnz.co.nz.
Exactly what shape a ministerial inquiry into the Fonterra milk debacle may take will be discussed by Cabinet Ministers today. John Key says they need to work out what the terms of reference might be and who'd be on the inquiry's panel. He describes it as being quite a complex beast, given Fonterra and the Ministry for Primary Industries have already announced they're investigating.
So I don't think it is likely that we will necessarily announce today, but certainly I'm taking more advice on that, and the sooner I can announce it, the better. We're not deliberately holding it up, it's just complex.
Labor says the government's plan to help first home buyers doesn't address the bigger issues plaguing the market. The government's expanding subsidies provided through KiwiSaver and the Welcome Home loan schemes, meaning people can earn more and still get help to finance their mortgage. David Shearer says that's just tinkering around the edges.
It won't build affordable homes, as we've promised to do. It won't clamp down on speculators, both here and from overseas. And so it really won't make very much difference, unfortunately, for first-home buyers.
Three people will appear in the Christchurch District Court today after being involved in a shooting. The incident early yesterday morning left a 22-year-old man with serious injuries. Two men and a woman, all in their early 20s, were found yesterday afternoon after police searched a sprayed-in property. Officers also seized a van they think was involved in the incident. Detective Senior Sergeant Tony Hill says the shooting wasn't gang-related, but it did involve a dispute between two parties. Two men who allegedly went on a paintball rampage through Riccarton in June will reappear in the Christchurch District Court today. Police allege 22-year-old Corey James Shelton and 23-year-old Jamie Jacob Parker are behind the attacks on pedestrians, cars and bus shelters. The two face a total of 22 charges. At the time of the shootings on the 7th and 8th of June, estimations were the two had caused around $15,000 worth of damage to bus shelters alone. A former Christchurch mayor is gaining traction in an effort to make use of red-zoned homes. Much of the houses on the residential red zone are now owned by the government and insurance companies. While most are slated for demolition, the two organisations have offered to give some of the sellable homes away for free as a cheaper alternative to demolishing. Gary Moore says whilst cheap, it's proven complicated getting the right people needed to see it through, so he's taken it upon himself to put together such a group.
So that people can rely on what we're doing, and also for every house that we sell, we're putting money into a fund which will go to a new group, and they're going to be working on affordable housing initiatives.
Finally, Christchurch City Councillors will get a chance to see inside the damaged Town Hall next week as they decide the building's future. There was a huge community push last year to save the badly damaged heritage building. Under the cost-sharing agreement between the Council and Crown, the decision on its future is solely in the hands of the Council, with $127 million being budgeted for it. Councillor Glenn Livingston says they've already resolved to repair it, but he says there's not much wriggle room financially, so they'll have to get advice from engineers on that.
If it starts to creep up a lot, we'll have to have a good thorough discussion and decision-making process. But yeah, that's one thing we'll need to be mindful of, that any extra costings.
Councillors will go through the town hall next Tuesday. That's Newstalk ZB News. New business, get your insurance cover with AIA. Visit AIA.co.nz. Brian Watson, sport.
Got an outright leader now at the USPGA. We'll look at this in a moment.
Visit rabodirect.co.nz, your specialist savings bank.
Join the driving force behind the Crusaders this year with Gary Cockrum Hyundai. Gary Cockrum Hyundai have a great selection of 2012 and 2011 Hyundai i30s that must go. 1.6 petrol, 5-star safety rating, 6 airbags, plus balance of manufacturer's warranty. Drive home today in a 2011 i30 for $19,990 or a 2012 i30 for $21,990. Hurry into Gary Cockrum Hyundai and find out what they can do for you. Gary Cockrum Hyundai, the driving force behind the Crusaders.
G'day, your old mate the Mad Butcher. I've gone madder than ever this week. It's the New Zealand pork sale in all Mad Butcher stores. Pork shoulder roast down to only $4.99 a kilo. That's right, you didn't hear me wrong. Pork shoulder roast, only $4.99 a kilo. While stocks last, one roast per customer. And check out all the other great pork specials in store, because this week, it's the New Zealand pork sale in all Mad Butcher stores. Pork shoulder roast, only $4.99 a kilo.
News Talk ZB Sport with Mitre 10 Mega. Big is good. Ferrymead, Rangiora and Hornby.
American Jason Duffner has opened up a two-shot lead midway through the final round of the PGA Championship in New York. Duffner sits atop the leaderboard at 11 under par, with playing partner Jim Furyk second at 9 under. Swede Henrik Stenson is seemingly the only other contender at 8 under. World number one Tiger Woods carded an even par final round to finish tied for 41st at 4 over. While British Open champion Phil Mickelson finished at 12 over. Golf with Crown Warehouse Solutions, combining the best racking with the right forklift. Woodend mountain biker Anton Cooper is over his illness and back to his best. Cooper celebrated his 19th birthday by winning the under-23 World Cup title in Canada over the weekend. The season has been undermined by a debilitating virus, but he's thrilled to have bounced back.
This whole week my legs just felt great, and I was just really enjoying riding the course, and I knew I woke up this morning feeling good and knew that something special might happen, but I guess you don't want to believe it until you cross the line.
Cooper is the youngest ever to win a World Cup under-23 cross-country race. The Breakers look to have found Cedric Jackson's replacement. It's understood the three-time defending Australian Basketball League champions have signed Belmont University standout Kieran Johnson. The 22-year-old averaged 14.3 points per game during his senior year and helped Belmont to the NCAA tournament this year as the 11th seed. The Breakers have yet to announce they've signed Johnson, as it's yet to be lodged with the league. For the first time ever, no Canterbury schools will feature in the final of Rugby's Press Cup. Five penalty goals saw St Bede's 62-match winning streak come to an end, beaten 15-13 by Nelson College. Christchurch Boys High also narrowly beaten in their semi-final, going down to Marlborough Boys College. Finally, seven medals in a fortnight for Lauren Boyle. New Zealand's leading swimmer has completed a remarkable couple of weeks with a second silver at the World Cup meet in Berlin. She's finished second in the 400-metre freestyle after finishing second in the 800-metre event. For News Talk ZB Sport on 100.1 FM, I'm Brian Ashby.
News Talk ZB Weather with the Sylvester Motor Company. Limited numbers of 9-seater Nissan vans available now with immediate delivery.
In Christchurch today, we're cloudy with occasional rain. That'll be retreating to Banks Peninsula this afternoon and then clearing tonight. Southwesterly is a high of 10 degrees. We're currently sitting on 9, tonight's low minus 1. Tomorrow mainly fine with high cloud, a few spots of evening rain. Northeasterly's freshening, a high of 14. And Wednesday, the odd shower with a southwest change. You're up to date with news, sport and weather on News Talk ZB. I'm Scarlett Sultanovich with Brian Ashby. Now Canterbury Mornings with Chris Lynch with you next.
News Talk ZB, time saver traffic and travel with a big thaw on now at Nissan. Good morning. We've had a crash on QE2 Drive near Main North Road. It's not blocking, but rubberneckers are causing slight delays through the region. Do stop that, people. There's nothing to see. Curlitz Road, heavy between Pierce Street and the Southern Motorway, both directions. Ferry Road, also heavy, city-bound from Tunnel Road. And it's moderate to heavy heading south on Barbados Street from Edward Avenue. Nissan are melting prices across their range with a big thaw sale on now. Lorna Sabritsky for News Talk ZB, time saver traffic and travel.
If you need temporary staff qualified in manufacturing or logistics, call AWS.
We're on our way.
If they can airlift a 20-stone donkey out of a lake without perspiring, they can find staff for you, no sweat. From truck drivers to machine operators, they've even got a crane driver who specialises in picking up donkeys. Nah, not really. AWS, finding qualified workers to save. Like yours since 1988. AWF Manufacturing and Logistics. Right people, job done.
Ask a Holland Suzuki Cars customer and discover for yourself how it really does pay to go to Holland's cost-free motoring program way. We give you huge savings by lowering your motoring costs substantially for years to come, while at the same time keeping your vehicle in a safe, reliable, mechanical condition. Holland's cost-free motoring programs to date have delivered completely daily, free of charge, 204,000 hours of labour by highly qualified technicians, 690,000 litres of oil, 156,000 oil filters, 30,000 wiper blade rubbers, 18,000 batteries. And this is only a fraction of the free services we provide for people living in Canterbury to enjoy. Come in and see us to find out about how to receive your share. We believe no other offer comes even close.
The only catch is on the phone and that's
turning up your voice. If Canterbury's wondering about it, Chris is asking about it. The question, the talkback. Canterbury Mornings with Chris Lynch on Newstalk ZB.
Just a quick word in this morning. There has been an accident at QE2 Drive near Main North Road. There are delays, but emergency services say the delays are being caused by rubberneckers. So as you may have heard with Lorna Sabrisky before, please move along. There's nothing to see. So perhaps try and either avoid that area or move along as quickly and safely as you can. This is News Talk ZB. Welcome on in. So you may have been disgusted, as I was, to see on the internet last night some idiot had decided to deface the sign outside or near the CDV site. This is the sign, everybody, that says, please respect this site. What kind of idiot, what kind of low-life scum would do this? I suspect somebody with half a brain. And then, of course, some of the cheers, the white chairs of their memorial of all of those who lost their lives across the road from the CDV site on Madras Street, they've been wrecked as well. And thankfully, we do live in a good city. There are many fantastic security companies that have come to the party saying they're quite happy to install security cameras. And that is good, but I think they should be hidden. Hidden, so people don't know or can't see where they are. So if they do deface the CDV site or wreck the chairs, they can be named and shamed publicly. We can put them all over Facebook. What do you reckon? I think that's a good start. In the US, as I said before, there are some very, very tough penalties in some states for those who tag, even just the simplest scribble. If they're caught, they're forced to wear a orange jumpsuit in the middle of their communities as they scrub off their filth. Do you think we should do the same here? Do you think we have appropriate penalties for taggers, or are our penalties in this city, in our country, too light? And what about those of you this morning who have caught somebody vandalising your property? What did you do? Did you call the police? Did you hurl abuse at them? How did you go about making sure they would never deface your property or vandalise your area ever again? 340-1098-0800-80-1080.
Chris Lynch.
And of course, John Key has reignited the debate over changing the New Zealand flag. He wants a silver fern, but admits this would never happen without a referendum. Check out our Facebook this morning, facebook.com/Canterbury Mornings. There are two specific and I guess most popular silver fern designs on there this morning. Do you want the New Zealand flag changed? Yes or no? I'm keen to hear from those this morning who think just leave it alone, keep it as it is. 340-1098 or 0800-80-1080. I'll read you an email shortly from nzflag.com. This is the organisation that is really keen to get the flag changed to a simple black design with a white fern in front of the black background. Where do you sit with this? Or do you think just leave it alone? Also on this morning's program, I'm discussing, do you feel safe in our city? Are we at risk of becoming the Sydney of New Zealand? This is after a man was shot in the chest in Hagley Park over the weekend. This is not gang-related. This is apparently two factions of groups having an argument. And then, of course, we've got the pensioner recently murdered by her neighbour. And then a 44-year-old woman back in St Albans back in February this year, up on murder charges. What on earth is going on in our city? What on earth is going wrong with our society, do you think? Or are these isolated incidents where you just take it as it comes? Do you feel safe in Christchurch? I'm keen to take some calls on that as well. Good morning, Stuart.
Morning, Chris. Morning.
Welcome in.
Everything all right?
Everything's fine. How are you this morning?
I'm just starting a nice cup of tea.
Oh, good on you.
Yeah. Now, I want the flag changed. I've been for that, a flag change for years. All our athletes have the silver fern on their track suits and whatever. And the big thing is, look, it's too much like Australia's. When we win a medal and we go to put the flags up, someone, which one's New Zealand?
It's hard to tell, isn't it?
It is hard to tell. I mean,